Folks, if we look into the real reason why Pakistan is in such a abysmal and hopeless situation, we will see that the country has two parallel governments. One is the military gang, who owns everything in Pakistan. Over 60% of the country's resources are under GHQ in the pretext of a defense need. They have most valuable land under their name in the city, around the city and whatnot. And they say, oh, this is from defense point of view, this is very important that we stay here. Now, nowhere in the world you see the military or army living inside the cities. They all either live in the barracks or they live on the borders where they are needed. But in Pakistan, the situation is altogether different. The borders are all unsafe. Anybody can intrude. That's why we see Iranian attacks from Iran side, attacks from Afghan side, and infiltration from Indian side and whatnot, because the government does not have an army. Army is specifically for itself, and only they have police and something which are on the national level cannot be implemented by police, particularly tax revenue system. There is so much tax evasion in Pakistan, you don't see anywhere in the world. The richest people hardly pay any taxes. I mean, can you believe that 20 years back, Nawaz Sharif was paying 5,000 rupees as personal tax while he was a billionaire? Same is the case of every journal. We saw one asset declaration exposed by a journalist that Bajwa is worth $11 billion, and he amassed it as a chief of army staff in the last 3 years of his tenure. And he then ran away and roaming around in Dubai. Same is the case of many other journalists. Another Bajwa we know, that he, I believe it's Bajwa or some other journal, which owns more than 120 Papa John's in America. So the government, when they make any policies, they have no support from the most important institution of the country, the military, which makes sure that all tax evaders are taken care of and they are put in jail. Instead, they take these instances, create demonstrations against the government, and then take a chance and take it over or blackmail it. And second group of thugs which military controls is the mullahs. They created them to, in the beginning they say, we are going to harass India, which they could hardly do because India is a very well managed country, and they confronted every threat coming from GHQ or ISI or whatever terrorist groups they created in Pakistan. After 9/11, everything overturned, and the whole world now know who is the incubator of the terrorists in this world. I mean, almost 90% of the terrorists in the world are Muslims, and 90% from those Muslim terrorists have links with Pakistan, GHQ, ISI, or Mullah gang in Pakistan. So there could never be a really rule of law in Pakistan, and there never will be. And then on top of that, the government runs utility companies, water, gas, oil, and they do billions of dollar corruption in it, and they have made a country which really has no real footings to be an independent country. The poors are increasing from the time this GSQ gang took it over totally after they killed barbarically the Bhutto, and then the Punjabi military, they took over the whole country, its corporations, semi-government institutions and whatnot. And then when the poors could not add any income in their earnings, they increased the things, the agricultural product according to the wishes of their large agricultural landowners, Chaudhries and Wadeeras and Nawabs and all that. And they put the price of the vegetable, particularly grains, and at a very high price, which adds inflation, and thereby every food item price is out of control. I mean, you can't imagine that Pakistanis have to buy tomato at the cost of American price. I mean, in America, the price of the tomato, although not all of them are cultivated here, but the price is about dollar a pound or dollar a kilo, and the same price we have in Pakistan. Well, the income of Pakistanis is 1/100th. Listen to this, 1/100th of what Americans are paid. And Americans can afford that agriculture product, they can afford the fast food, they can afford to buy a shirt for themselves, and can afford to pay a rent from one day's salary which they make. They make over $100 and $150 per day, and everything. They can buy three times McDonald's, they can live in a motel or pay or a house, and they can also buy a shirt or two just from one day income. While Pakistanis cannot afford to eat McDonald's even after working the whole month. I mean, their family cannot enjoy McDonald's, which is such a lousy food. But because it has a name and their marketing is exemplary, people pay as a status quo. The people going to McDonald's, they have their chest floated to 50 inch, that, oh, we are going to McDonald's and we are the burger family and all that bullshit, without knowing that what they are eating is an absolute junk. But because of the marketing, the people have gone on that side and they waste their hard-earned money. At the same time, their income potential is hardly enough to pay for their rent and 1 month food. Everybody is living on loan, and everybody is just waiting for Allah to do something, which of course he or she could never do. But when you have a country where the economic rules are not obeyed, IMF has telling Pakistanis to live within means. Spend what you make. Eat what you make. You cannot eat on the expense of taxpayers' money like these GSQ generals do, whose salary is hardly like 20 grade or 18 grade, but they spend in millions in their lifestyle, their standard of living, and on top of that, they also manage to send their kids overseas for higher education, while the Pakistanis are dying in hunger, 50% of Pakistanis. And when the government tried to subsidize them, which is wrong according to economic rules, the government should actually increase its earning and tax collection, which they are not able to do it because the GSQ gang is running a parallel government and will not help civilians to implement any law. And the police, of course, they are so limited that they cannot even keep law and order. The whole country, we see the burglars are rampant, the theft is rampant, killing is rampant, and there is no action from the government. We only hear one-liner, Murad Ali Shah has taken notice. Nawaz Sharif has taken notice. This governor has taken notice. And now we have a new stupid governor, Tesori. He has also started taking notice, while he has no power at all. He's just a figurehead and has no control on anybody. But he also wants to take notice because he is from MQM. And they want to make sure that the people say, oh, MQM is at least doing something. At least his paper tiger is also taking notice. And then nothing had to happen after that. If some tragedy happened, they make GIT, and then nobody sees the result or any conviction or any punishment to the people who were truly responsible. So the country, which has no economic base, poor have no buying capacity, because the wealth only increases when you have a friendly environment, when you have rule of law, when you like foreigners, not hate like the shit of Islam asks you to, and when you don't have this many mullahs who are jobless crooks, do nothing but still harass everybody, and they say, what the hell this world is, hereafter is more important, and then they put the country in a big jeopardy, and which Pakistan is in today, and there is no solution. All they say, oh, corruption bahut hai, agar corruption kam ho jaye to hamara mulk bhi number one ho jayega, and all that bullshit, without knowing that to be number one, first thing you have to do is provide human rights. Everybody should have the right which the world is enjoying, individual right, away from the religion, and no control on economy of the government of any sort. Government is not in the business. But in Pakistan, the two governments, one civilian and one GHQ, they are all doing business. GHQ is the biggest business conglomerate in Pakistan. They own the most factories. They own the most land. They own 80% of Pakistan. And I remember Asma Jahangir once said that if an audit is done and if we know that the military owns less land than civilians, I will apologize. Unko naak zameen par ragad kar unse maafi maangungi. That is what she said. And that great lady died. And I think it is good that she didn't see the absolute destruction, humiliation of this country, which is not even a country today. And now we see the PDM corrupt government under GHQ is challenging the Supreme Court that we will not accept your decision. And the decision is on a very simple thing. All Supreme Court is going to decide, which I hope hopefully they do, is to hold election within 90 days as asked and demanded by Constitution. But they are doing round and rounds on stupid claims. Oh, this judge is corrupt, that judge is corrupt, and sumo reaction was wrong, and this judge is good, and we have to have full court, and all that bullshit. Well, the question is very simple. It is open and shut case that the government has to hold election within 90 days. Otherwise, they will be liable of violation of constitution, and there will be some action when that happens. I hope Supreme Court has the balls and the spine to hold on to this pressure by GHQ gang and then the PDM gang. It looks like this is not a country at all, where not even Supreme Court is being accepted as a final arbitrary organ and institution. The PDM and particularly their leader, the corrupt and convicted Nawaz Sharif, is saying that we will not accept three-judge decision and we must have a full court, which makes no sense because the law is very simple. The case is very simple. It could be solved in 30 minutes by the Supreme Court. Then everybody has to accept the fact that the election will be held within 90 days of any assembly, even if an individual resigns from the assembly. His replacement has to come back within 90 days. But unfortunately, the Election Commission, which is again a subsidy of GHQ, PDM government, which is installed by GHQ, and the corrupt media, they all are saying something which is illogical, criminal, and is totally against the Constitution. Under this situation, the Pakistan, who is already reeling from the economic destruction because IMF does not like these subsidies to poor, providing free atta just to make some political mileage and all that bullshit. They are demanding the correct economic steps be taken before they can risk any more dollar on Pakistan, which they will not. And nobody in this world is coming to help for Pakistan, because if they help without listening to IMF, their international status will be compromised. Particularly these Arab countries like UAE and Saudi Arabia, they will not bring any help, because if they bring help, then they become a target of the international community. And next time around, they will be in big trouble. All their badmashi, monopoly, and oil blackmail will be in danger. And they will not take that chance on a losing horse, which a boat which is just capsizing. It cannot be refloated again, because the corruption, the corrupt mafia and the GHQ are not ready to follow the rule of law or constitution or anything which is necessary to survive as a respectable country in this world. This is coming to an end, folks. This scenario is getting critically very bad. And once the Supreme Court is at war with the rest of the institutions, we know where it will go. We will have the GHQ thugs taking over the country, and we'll hear Mere Aziz Hum Watano. This shit has destroyed Pakistan already, and it is going to finally end it. There is no way the country can survive this drama. Economy is gone, social network is gone, the country is in total hate among ethnic groups. Punjabi Gardi is rampant, and the Pathans and Balochis and Sindhis, they will rise against them, and that will be the end of this stupid country. God bless you.